It is time for us to take a look at the forecast through the weekend and into next week. And we'll take a look at that forecast with none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And we have a nice weekend in store. A little more humid, warm, like it should be for August. There's no rain in the forecast until Monday. Monday and Tuesday of next week, we'll have showers and thunderstorms. Let's hope that everybody will get a good share of rain. You never, ever can tell. So today, partly to mostly sunny, but pretty warm, 85 to 90. Mid-60s, clear tonight. Partly cloudy and more humid, 85 to 90 Saturday. Sun and clouds, 85 to 90 Sunday. And then we have showers and thunderstorms, 80 on Monday, and probably in the 70s with some showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. So there is your, 7-day forecast.
7-day.
7 days.
And we'll trust the first 2 days of it.
Yeah, at least.
Well, I'll say we'll trust today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
And Sunday.
3 days, yeah. Three days. I mean, you're pretty solid ground after that. There's a little variation that can happen.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So, and that's it. So, in the meantime, what do you think?
What do I think about the weather?
Well, yeah.
I can accept it.
Yeah, me too.
I can accept
it. Okay.
You know, why not? I can accept it. Like I said.
Go ahead. You can accept it.
We got a little rain the other night, and once again, my lawn greened up a little bit, so it doesn't look like an orange carpet. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I'm looking at the new GFS model, the American model that's coming out. And again, it's not all the way out yet. It's still in its run phase. But what I find interesting is I'm looking at their map for the end of August, which is August 31st, Wednesday. And I'm kind of curious to see whether or not this is going to work out, because they have a very cool high over Winnipeg, just north of North Dakota. The cold front associated with this very cool high stretches through the eastern Great Lakes. And then there's a high pressure system off New England, and there's a low pressure system off North Carolina, which looks like it could be tropical. But what I find very striking is that the air behind this cold front is pretty cool. In fact, I would say if this model's right, the air behind this cold front is unseasonably cool. And that would mean that it could be headed our way just in time for the beginning of September.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That means
that's interesting.
That means we could actually feel like we're in September.
That's right.
But it'll warm up after that, right?
Well, I mean, it always does, yeah. It always does. But, you know, it does appear to be like a pattern change in the making. So we'll just have to see. You know, it's only one run of the model. So you and I both know that could change tremendously. And I'll see. But I have nothing else to look at. So I'm looking long range, you know. There's nothing exciting. And that's it. I continue to watch Merlin on Netflix. I love that series. I'm not through with it yet, but I do love Merlin. So I continue to watch that. And that was about it. Yesterday, I searched the entire weather center. And I searched, Marshall. When I tell you, I pulled everything out from under the desks. I can't find, do you know the corporate books that you get, they like binders?
Yeah.
I can't find the binder.
What'd you do with it?
What do I know? I even went under the steps the other day and looked for look to see if maybe it was there, you know, from when we moved. It's not.
Are you pulling a Trump here trying to hide corporate secrets?
Yeah, right. So I just ordered a new one. I have the corporate seal, you know, the actual metal thing. I have that. That makes the corporate seal. But I didn't have anything else. So I just ordered it yesterday after searching the entire weather center all day long.
Isn't it terrible when you know where something is, but you all of a sudden you realize you don't, and it's and it's been so long since you've looked for it that you have no idea.
Now I put these aside. Where did I put those? Did I put these? I wanted to read these.
You know that happens with me with my pantry. I'll stock up my pantry, right?
Right.
And then. In like 2 weeks, I'll think I don't have something, and I'll go out and get it, and I see I got three of them in the pantry. I didn't need this.
Yeah.
You know, I forget when you have pantries and when you store things away. I'm constantly at my house looking for batteries, and I normally store them in one or two places, and constantly I can't find them.
You have to get what I bought for that. It's like a plastic. It's a plastic rack that has all the different sizes for batteries, and on the top it even has a little thing to check whether or not the batteries are good, like a charger. So you have to get something like that.
Right.
And I keep it in the garage, and I always keep it full so that I always, always have batteries. I don't know, Marshall, what I did. I just don't know what I did with those articles, but I found a couple of articles from way back. Wait, maybe this is it right here. Nope. Isn't that funny? And I know I put them aside. You see, this is what happens. You're looking for one thing, you lose another.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really incredible. I don't know what I did with them. Okay, well.
It's part of growing up and getting old.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Well, that stinks. Yeah. It really does. Well, I can't find them, so I don't know. I really don't know what I did with them. And I can't read it off of, I doubt very much if I could read it off the computer, but I will try. But back in the days of the 1978 blizzard, following the blizzard, there was I have it here, and I'll see if I could read it. I'll see if I could read it. It's sideways. And I don't think I could turn it once I download it. I'll read it sideways. So after that, after the blizzard, Metro Weather was forecasting 10 inches of snow. The National Weather Service on Associated Press attacked us and said that we were alarming the public, that they expected the next storm to go to the south and give us dusting. P.S. We got 6 to 10 inches of snow. But then the newspaper wrote up an article and said, even though it's called the Weather Sierra Scoop, even though it's only the beginning of 1978, meteorologist Pat Pagano of Metro Weather may be a shoo-in for this year's I Told You So award. On Thursday night, even as the National Weather Service in New York is forecasting 3 to 5 inches of snow that would be washed away, Metro Weather was calling for 10 inches just prior to the blizzard of snow. Pagano, who took over the project, he said, Metro Weather bases forecast on tracking of the all-important snow line. It was not Pagano's first imitation of bad weather. In a Newsday column on November 20th, Pagano called for a very powerful storm late in January along the East Coast that could turn out to be the biggest of the season, with lots of wind and precipitation, mostly snow. How about that?
There you go.
That was in November. That was in November for February.
Now, did you ever find out who at the National Weather Service made that comment about you?
Nope. It was in Associated Press. And, and they named us in the article. They said, some private weather services, namely Metro Weather.
Well,
and I didn't back down. I didn't care what they said. I didn't back down. I stayed with 6 to 10 inches. We got 6 to 10. And the National Weather Service said a dusting.
There you go.
That was all the way back then. So, you know, nowadays it's not as dramatic, if you know what I mean. Usually, if you're forecasting 6 inches of snow, one or two things are going to happen. You're either going to wind up with three, or you may wind up with 10. But it's not to the point where if you say a dusting, you'll get dumped on. You know, we're not, we've come such a long way. Yeah. And I talk about snow because the Farmer's Almanac released its winter prediction. I saw it on the internet.
What is
saw it?
It
on the internet. They're calling for a cold and snowy winter.
But didn't they call for that for last year?
Yeah, they sure did. Good memory. Yep. Sooner or later, they'll be right.
That's right. That's the old trick that that radio people have. You keep predicting things, and you get them wrong, and you don't really, and then you get it right, and you say, see, I told you so. I'm the only one.
That's it. So, again, folks, you know, backing up partly sunny skies through the weekend, 85 to 90 general temperatures, and it will get more humid over the weekend. But enjoy it. Be safe. And, Marshall, I don't know about you, but I'll be here Monday.
I'll be here Monday. Why? What's Monday?
So maybe you take the day off.
No, not going to take the day off.
Okay.
What would I do? Twiddle my thumbs? No, I stopped doing that years ago. All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. I'm watching the movie I'm picking to watch this week. Streaming is called The Day Shift, so that's the one I want
to watch. Oh, let me know. Okay, great.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
All righty. You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.